Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand 5 days a week, 10 a.m. through midday in New Zealand. That's during the wintertime anyway. By the end of this month, on 31st, we'll be changing till 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. And then in November the 4th, I believe, when the United States switches over their daylight savings, this will be midday till 2 p.m. So that's the summer schedule for the Vinnie Eastwood Show. If you want to listen live, you can go to the homepage of thevinnieeastwoodshow.com or americanfreedomradio.com. And we go out on AM, FM affiliates around America and around the world. We have 9 radio stations in New Zealand that rebroadcast this show, and I want to thank them very much for that, to Dagsy FM and is it Whanganui or Whanganui, whatever the heck anui, and Ifinity FM in Southland, and also Rush FM in Hamilton. I want to thank all the guys at those stations for being brave enough to play this show. There has yet to be an Auckland radio station that has the guts and the gall to play a radio show like this, because we say a lot of controversial things. It could probably get you assassinated by the New World Order. Anyway, my very special guests are Johnny Bridge and Alan Bainbridge. Now, isn't it interesting that we've got two bridges here, you know? And
bridge too far.
A bridge too far. well, let's try and bridge the gap here. Because we've got this original discussion, and I'm not sure if I've quite figured it out yet, about why it is that noticing the problems has become sort of like an aversion, you know, like, oh, you're thinking negatively. I get this a lot. And I'm just like, well, hold on a second.
We need to understand the problem.
Yeah.
Completely, it's like people in the world are running around saying we need world peace. No, we need to talk about war, and we need to remove war before we even start to talk about peace.
Horse before the cart, as it were. Because I like to think in a very holistic perspective. Mm-hmm. I like to acknowledge reality and also acknowledge that you can change reality, through your actions.
You've got to understand the problem before you can, you've got to know how the system works before you can change the system. It's all right saying bring down the government or change the system, but you have to completely understand the system and find the root of the problem, pull it out, burn it, get rid of it.
David Rockefeller had pulled out of his limo, burn him!
pulled out of the underground bases or wherever they're hiding under Denver Airport or wherever it is.
Or your Nosferatu, motherfracker, you know.
I'm sure these people aren't running around the middle of New York right now. I think they're scared. I think they're scared. I can almost smell the fear on them from here.
I don't think that's fear that you smell. But, go ahead, Alan.
Well, one of the things about talking about the problem is that this has been a tool, if you like, of the current sort of administration of the world, is to recognize or create even problems and then propose solutions. And all of these solutions, of course, are part of their agenda. It's nothing wrong with recognizing a problem as long as the solutions are for the good of mankind, not the good of the elite that actually are trying to rule mankind.
Yeah, it's like this current world financial problem. I wouldn't be surprised if part of that is designed to collapse the current economy and create full-scale digital money. There's something you've already got. Tattoos. I mean, who was it? Google Engineering have designed tattoos, like those little ones you scan. That
barcode scanners that you can tattoo on yourself. Yeah,
and that has all your information on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll all be lining up for those.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, apparently most people will.
It's basically there is no money now. if you want to go to the supermarket, you want to get food, you want to get fuel, you want to get resources, line up and get your tattoo or you get nothing.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
you get scammed.
Yeah, or a chip under the skin is what people have been talking about. The Verichip Corporation has been, I find it interesting that they call it Verichip because it looks very scary, that chip.
Motorola have developed a chip that you swallow and lives in your stomach, and it contains all your passwords, all your information. You just sit down and it transmits the information between you and your computer and enters your passwords. And
I believe that was co-designed with the Pringles Corporation. The chip that you can eat. We've got the medical system as well. I'll get the magazine in the next break. But there's a headline of Uncensored Magazine this issue. The Ministry of Health has admitted that it is the second leading cause of death in New Zealand.
Yeah, terminal illness.
Only the second leading cause.
Life is a terminal illness.
And that's officially, unofficially, it's the leading cause of death. And so what I've come up with is a couple of assumptions about life, if you want to be correct about something and not, you know, be taken for a ride. Number one, if it comes from a source of officialdom and they're saying something, assume that it's probably the opposite and you'll probably be correct. If you can't make it at home by yourself, then it's probably a self-kill bioweapon.
I heard the other day that America's got its world map upside down and they think New Zealand's at the bottom of the world.
What was this? Also, the other element that I wanted to get into here today, because if we're talking about solutions, we've got to talk about the problems, and if we're talking about problems, we've got to talk about solutions. You've got to think about all this stuff holistically. And there was one video that came out just recently by a group of young law student feminists in Wellington against a Blurred Lines, I believe it is. It's the number one hit song, you know, it's all over the place. I listened to it, thought it was rubbish, and just basically it's a whole bunch of scantily clad women rocking around and some guys going, oh yeah, I know you want it. Okay, so there you go. You've got over-sexualization of women and guys talking about things that don't really matter. They're not using their songs or their medium or anything to publicize any really important issues. And then, in order to oppose this ridiculous system, you've got overly militant feminists who are law students in university who haven't really had any life experience, who don't know that feminism was funded by the Rockefellers. So you've got two opposing forces which people think are the two different lines of officialdom, and neither of them are being looked at in a holistic way about what's actually really causing the problem and not addressing it either.
I think there's one simple philosophy there that if you're not making love, you're making war.
Which is incidentally why they came out with birth control pills, which wound up the over-sexualization of women. And I think that this is probably part of the socializing of humanity, is to keep us in that lower vibrational state, keep us always thinking about sex and money and possessions and that kind of thing. Whereas,
well, we're born from sex. We don't. Yeah, we're born from sex.
Yeah, but we don't make sex our life.
We're told it's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite proud to say that even though that video and the original one have come up on my Facebook news feed about 100 times, I've never actually watched it. And that's the best advice I think anyone could actually have, is that if you stop watching this, people will stop making it. And then the problem will go away. So we can move straight on to the solutions, which is what we've started off talking about.
Yeah, well, you've got to make something even better. That's one of the things that Vedana Shiva actually said. You know, you can't change the problem by trying to solve the problem. You've got to actually just come up with something new that makes the existing problem or society obsolete. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I've been making songs myself, talking about real issues and things of that nature during said songs. You know, I've got a song called Monsanto that's talking about those particular pieces of scumbag refill, and the other elements is, if we're going to be able to say, let's say media is my game. Okay, So we want films, we want television shows, we want news programs, we want radio shows, we want music, we want different other elements of the media like newspapers and so on and so forth. You take a look at every single thing that comprises media in our society today, in all of its wondrous scumbaggery, and then you create something that is the direct antithesis to everything that it stands for at every single step of the level, and you get people to start following that new wave. Well, that's the solution I can vibe with.
It's like saying instead of us having World War III, why don't we have World Party Number One?
Mm.
Why don't we organise a world party and everybody on this planet celebrate life? And just have one big hooper do for party and spend all the government's money.
Mm, which is all of our money.
On the subject of media, like there are some wonderful documentaries floating around at the moment. And, you know, one of the people here in New Zealand and here in Auckland, in West Auckland, I've got a lot of time for actually spends his own time and money putting one of those documentaries on every week. Yeah, sometimes to a small audience, sometimes to a bigger audience, and has a mission just to keep on educating people with the resources that are already there and educating people away from the system where they believe what happens on mainstream media, they believe what politicians say is a really important part of moving on into the future.
Mm.
And if anyone's got the resources to do something like that, to put documentaries on, to invite their street, to invite their neighbourhood, to invite friends, they should get on with it. There's plenty of free documentaries available from the internet, and it's a really good way of spreading the word. Mm. Not quite as good as Mr. News, of course, but that's another story.
Well, in fact, Mr. News has got woken up by documentaries. I think when I was a salesman working for a Vodafone subsidiary, can't tell you who that subsidiary is, but I was watching two documentaries a day, minimum, and my knowledge base jumped geometrically within six months to the point that I started to experience mega depression, yep. because that's what happens when your entire worldview gets changed with facts and reality, is that you kind of, it's like grieving for the loss of a loved one. I loved my life, I loved my society, I loved my money, I loved my belt buckle that was encrusted with cubic zirconias and a giant dollar sign. But when you suddenly realise that all of that doesn't frickin' matter.
99% of everything you got taught or believed is
BS.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it leaves people very scared, feeling very vulnerable, feeling very alone, very unsure, not what to do, how to get out of it.
Mm. And then, right then, that's when I decided, through listening to people on the American radio who are just going, you know what, no, frick it, I'm going to go out with a camera, I'm going to start a radio show, so on and so forth. I started doing that myself. And that's, I think, what needs to happen is, like, you need to get informed. And once you get informed, you'll start getting really depressed and or angry, and then you need to transmute that anger, that fear, that trepidation into action and real tangible action. It can't just be like, I'm posting this on Facebook or whatever. I think you need to meet real people. You need to have hugs, you know, lots of hugs. All the time, because my goodness, you're supposed to have about 5 hugs a day or something in order to keep yourself probably regular, kind of like Metamucil. And the other element here is people have forgotten just how powerful one person can be. You know, I actually have people tell me that all the time. It's like, I'm only one person, what can I do? And I say, Gandhi was one person.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson was one person. Yep. Hugo Chavez was one person. Yep. Franz Stalin was one person.
Yeah. And what you were saying just before about information and people being, this information being shared out to people and it probably bringing a mass depression and a whole lot of anger.
Hmm.
Well, if you had all the right people together who could explain that information clearly to people and they were people the general population of our world actually trusted and would believe, then, yes, it's going to be like a global shockwave. Then everyone's going to be angry, but then you direct that anger.
Mm.
And you direct it to radical, extreme reform.
Mm.
Actually, that's a good point you bring up, though, because people do become very, very overloaded when they start finding things out. And it's good that you mentioned that there is a way through that overload. There is an attitude that you can adopt and sort of come through the other end and make that anger and or whatever else is generated, depression, useful. And so it's really good that you actually, you know, bring people, you know, back to people's attention.
Yeah, just coming up to realise there's no point actually yelling out bad words or swearing at people or calling people names or that. It's not going to solve anything. It's not going to help. It's not going to bring more love into the world. It's just going to add to the pool of muck that's already out there.
Well, I think that you can swear, you can call people names, but you have to do it from the context of comedy in order to retain any form of positivity in it, you know? The Prime Minister, John Key, for example, is somebody who I just can't help. Like when we were at that protest at the Kiwis Connect protest, there was a constant barrage of John Key-related chants that I wanted to come out, but I wasn't really allowed to because we weren't supposed to make it political, we weren't supposed to mention people by name and so on and so forth.
Why don't you go to his house and give him a big hug and give him a big kiss on the cheek?
Oh, I'd rather leave some kind of soft kill bioweapon for him.
You'd rather call him a name.
Well, I'd rather have him hung in public square after a fair trial by a jury of his peers, frankly, for his crimes and scumbaggery against the people of this nation. We'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you go anywhere. Especially don't go anywhere near John Key's place. He's got laser pointers that they can shear you in half, you know, like a cow. We'll be right back.
...1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history. But through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first Celebration Pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later. And CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration Pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi and still handcrafted by DePiper himself. Fired twice and plated in 22-karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Capone, Cheech and Chong, Daryl Hannah, Keith Stroop, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Woody Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What do we hear about in this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get real and heal. Listen to Christy on Soul Journeys Radio. Live Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Look at me driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. A million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the laceration. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope. Through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a
back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In studio, I have two very special guests, Alan Bainbridge and Joni Bridge, the Bridge Over Troubled Waters interview this is. Now, speaking of Bridges Over Troubled Water, we were talking about just outside about how America has been at war off and on, in fact, fully on, since World War II, and they've never declared war since World War II. People don't know this.
They're still legally actively engaged in war. They haven't surrendered from World War II, and they're in active war status. Mm. So they operate under marine time law, which basically gives them the justification to do anything the frig they like.
Well, which is why they send in the Marines, because they're in marine time law. And,
I just learned last night that, well, our media is portraying America as having a discussion and sort of on the edge of going into Syria, that Russia's moved most of their fleet of ships into the same area. Mm. And people aren't talking about Russia. They're not looking at Russia.
Mm. This is a big powder keg that we're talking about here. Yeah. It could be the onset of World War III, nuclear weapons, and it reminds me of what Albert Einstein said, is that the...
no one survives World War III.
Well, he said that the Fourth World War
doesn't
will be fought with rocks and sticks, because that's all we'll really have left. And I believe the New World Order want a Third World War so that they can destroy governments, take over countries, take over strategic reserves and things of that nature, and reduce the population of the world relatively significantly so that the survivors will be very technologically incapable of resisting a global tyranny.
They're open about talking about it too. They openly go out in public. People like Bill Gates will be out there and say, we need 80% population to decrease. So if people out there believe that the aren't people in this world that want that to happen, then they're very mistaken, because these people openly talk about it.
I mean, war is actually something that's sort of fueled the economies of countries like the States and many others, because it's not just about knocking the States. The way we organise our economies and the sole measure being GDP, wars increase GDP. Wars make countries look successful, as do natural disasters, which is a very interesting thing to follow on it. Follow up at some stage. Mm. And whilst that is the case, we're probably going to get wars. I mean, the US has invaded a country every 3 years since World War II.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say they're not actually going to invade Syria, they're just going to kill a whole lot of people and that'll stop the killing.
Yeah, they're also a sub-corporation of a global industrial military complex. It's not just America. They're just the face of the war arm.
Yeah, and Eisenhower warned about this in his when he stepped down as being president of the United States. He warned about the disastrous rise of misplaced power, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. And people need to be educated about this. And that was one of the points that we made while we were outside there for a moment, is that the education system has been geared specifically to prevent this kind of information making its way into public consciousness to a large degree, so that the military and industrial complex, who benefits from the public schooling system, will not be exposed as a result of the education that they give us deliberately.
Yeah, it's like New Zealand. A lot of people in New Zealand, from my comprehension, believe that we don't have anything to do with war and we're nuclear free and blah 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 and that. But our country is run by the military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It certainly is under this government.
Yeah.
It's been under that since governments as well. You trace it back, and the way that the takeover of this country really began, I think, was under Muldoon. This is when neoliberalism actually really started to pick up speed, and then it got continued on by the Labor government, then continued on by the National government, then continued on by the Labor government, and here we are with another National government continuing on again.
There were a group of people 30-odd years ago who all signed an agreement to help bring New Zealand towards a one-world government, and they were people like Robert Muldoon, Helen Clark.
Helen Clark, who got the third highest job at the UN.
John Key, at the moment, is trying to get on the UN Security Council. He's been offered a position on the UN Security Council he achieves a certain agenda. And at the moment, he's doing a damn good job of it.
I'm sure Special Agent Key will actually achieve the agenda that he sets out to do. He's got the resources behind him.
If we all allow him. I believe we have the power to change this somehow.
There's a great deal of arrogance in the fact that there's a man that supposedly is running this country who wants to ignore everything the public says.
Yeah, and that's to our advantage, because people, I think the mass consciousness of New Zealand is in a position where they realise they're not being told the truth by our government, and they're not being listened to, and maybe they're not sure what they can actually do about it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason why they're unsure about what to do about it, is because the media that they are receiving is
misinformation.
It's government propaganda media, essentially, because I was looking at some of the Twitter feeds of TV3 political commentators, and what a lot of these Twitter posts are not actually commentating, are not actually saying anything, not actually analysing anything. They're simply giving a quote from the Prime Minister saying that's what he said, as if what he said is the truth. And I made a comment on that Twitter feed to them. How many times can John Key lie before the media start reporting what he says and then adding on to the end of that, this is probably a lie? You know?
I think you can, yeah. I think the general population of New Zealand are in a position where they have not got the confidence that they've been told the truth by our government. And if we all voted today, if we all stopped and voted and said we have absolutely no confidence in our government, we need to implement something else. We could do that.
No confidence. Okay. Now, I believe that the electoral, what was it, the Electoral Act or something of that nature, you have to register to vote in New Zealand.
You can double-cross your electoral paper. Mm-hmm. You can put two lines across it.
And that is no registered, no confidence.
That is registered as a vote of no confidence. If mm-hmm. everyone in our country did that, that would force radical reform because we would have to reform how we are governed.
I believe so. And I think that there was a no-confidence party that was formed by a number of people in New Zealand, but it didn't really get any votes and because they didn't officially form as a party and they weren't on the actual electoral roll as somebody who you could vote for the no-confidence. And therefore, you have to educate everybody and say, okay, you put those two slashes on, NC, Universal Code, Commercial Code for no-confidence, that should be fine. However, I believe that by default, all political ballots should have a no-confidence option on them, okay? So you've got local body elections in Auckland going on right now. There should be a no-confidence option. I have no confidence that any of the mayoral candidates will be capable of changing the city and going in a correct direction. Not because they don't have the intention to do, not because they don't have the skill to do it, but because the apparatus and the system itself would prevent them from doing something good. They tried. Hence no confidence in the system, not in the people who are running it.
See, what I believe we've got at the moment is we've got what's perceived as a whole lot of different parties in opposition to each other, a whole lot of people fighting over who wants to be in the driver's seat when New Zealand goes down. And I believe that the only real way we can actually achieve change and move this country forward is if we have one team of experts chosen by the people to run this country. Not people who are on different sides opposing each other, not people arguing over who said what, who did what. One team of people elected by the people who are experts.
People of technical skill who can solve technical problems.
Yes. Yes.
That's the difference between a scientist and an engineer and a politician. A politician is not there to solve problems. In fact, they would be putting themselves out of a job if they solve problems. Ergo, their job is to create more, to facilitate their continued employment.
Implement policies that keep business making business.
Mm. I mean, there are systems floating around and around the world at the moment, and there are people working actively on them, which are bottom-up systems. And one of the features of any bottom-up system is going to be where communities, of whatever size, they elect the people that they trust. And one of the key things about electing the people you trust is that you don't have candidates.
Mm.
You select people out of the general population, which is what you're talking about, the experts. And if someone sticks their hand up and says, elect me, that basically this eliminates them by default because they're not the people that you actually want.
No, you want people who are experts and who have actual experience and can back up what they're saying and educate people and basically guide them through the changes that are needed.
Yeah. And this bottom-up system as opposed to a top-down system is really what people like ourselves should be working on.
Yep.
And I'm sure there are people even sort of very close to us right now that are working on those types of things.
Well, let's talk about the original outlay of the US government, because they had a 10% economic growth from 1776 onwards up to about 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was implemented. So what they had was incredibly limited national federal government and very, very strong state government and even stronger local government.
And no taxes till 1913.
No taxes until 1913 as well, because when the Federal Reserve Act came in, they created the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and to forcibly tax everybody with no law saying that they actually needed to pay that tax. And everybody just did it because there was an overarching government that was powerful at the time enough to intimidate them into doing it.
It was shown recently that legally tax is a donation. You are not actually legally liable to pay tax. It is actually a donation. It's a choice. People believe they have to pay tax. Don't have to pay tax. It's a choice. It's a donation.
Which reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a listener-supported broadcast, so if you want to go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and subscribe for a couple of dollars a month to support the project that I'm doing here with the media and trying to get important voices and important ideas out there, go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, either donate through the bank account, set up an automatic payment, or through the PayPal there, because this is another thing that I believe is very important. Particularly with my line of work, is I don't want to be under the thumb of corporations. I don't want any government handouts. What I want is to serve the people and have the people appreciate it enough, and that way I have to prove that I'm actually there to serve them and have them a choice about whether or not they support me. Mm-hmm. If they don't support me, it means that they don't agree with what I'm doing, yep. and therefore I have less power. And I think that's something that should apply equally to the government.
Yep. Yes. Just on the very first thing you said there, Vinnie, about the US having growth during that particular period of time, the one thing that very rarely gets talked about at the moment is the subject of growth. And until we can look at societies that go beyond growth, we're simply consuming this planet. And I know that's putting back onto the sort of environmental hat, and I'll wear that for a little while, but we can sort of have sort of systems that actually do not require growth. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we must implement those systems. And this gets back to a system where banks are not the sole providers.
Yeah, we can have prosperity without growth.
Yeah, while we have interest-bearing money, money that's created only with interest, we will need growth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that needs to stop. That's one of the very first thing that needs to stop to change the way the world operates.
Well, and business is the way the world seems to be operating nowadays, for good or for ill. I know of many businesses that create incredible products that are really healthy for people, are made in an environmentally non-degradational way, are doing it for a good cause, and make donations to charities and so on and so forth. And what occurs to me is that most of these companies that accomplish this type of business ethics, and business and ethics may be a contradiction in terms for some people, but they have not just one bottom line, they have three. So number one bottom line in business, obviously, you've got to make a profit. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. You're not going to be able to sustain yourself. And also, there's no motivation to really do a whole lot of business if there's no rewards in it for you. Second bottom line is environmental stability. So if you're going to take something from the environment, you need to give something back. Let's say, for example, a forestry operation will plant three trees for every one tree that it cuts down. Okay, that's environmental sustainability on a business model working. And the last one is you actually have to benefit the people who are purchasing your products. You can't sell them poisons. You can't sell them soft-kill bioweapons like McDonald's does. If we had those three bottom lines on business just in general, we would have an ethical nation and a world. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
It's time for hemp prohibition to end. The cannabis legalization movement has long waited to have congressional or Senate hearings to present the failure of drug prohibition, medical benefits of cannabis, and more. Time for Hemp is tired of waiting for the cannabis movement to get such an invitation and has organized this 5 2-hour conference series special. Time for Hemp will be hosting live specials to produce a global cannabis summit with some of the most brilliant minds and amazing leaders of the industrial hemp and medical cannabis movement. This presentation will be broadcasted live on American Freedom Radio online, AM/FM stations across America, and on Roku, and will be archived at American Freedom Radio and on iTunes. During each commercial-free broadcast, moderators will conduct discussions with 6 expert panelists brought together from all corners of the earth to present the most current research and statistics concerning this trillion-dollar industry. Tune in live starting each Friday this August at 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This special presentation is being hosted by Casper Leach on American Freedom Radio.
It's time to get real and heal. MyTrueEssence.net would like to tell you about Modifilan Brown Seaweed Extract. It's composed of an elementally rich seaweed called laminaria. It takes 40 pounds of laminaria to make just 1 pound of Modifilan. There's nothing else like Modifilan. It is the richest in alginate, phocoidin, organic iodine, and lamarian. Alginates are the most effective organic element in nature that enable the body to rid itself of heavy metals, radioactive elements, and toxins. Phocoidin is an extremely effective anti-cancer substance found abundantly in brown seaweed. Organic iodine is the greatest protection for the thyroid offered by nature. Laminarin aids in the prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease. Go to www.mytrueessence.net and click the Modifilan banner to get started on your path to rich health today. Also, check out the Healing Shop for proven essential oils, medicinal teas, and even health coaching. It's time to get real and heal. Go to www.mytrueessence.net.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eyes stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That is great.
Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right. trinasgooddrops.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
I live in soul, don't care about the color of your face. Unite and roll, respect our right to live here on the land. It's Dino Ranga, Tita Tonga, we don't own the banks. The parliament does so, so where do you
back?
They pay in their bills off your...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final segment here today on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guests, Alan Bainbridge and Johnny Bridge. Johnny Bridge. It sounds kind of like some sort of superhero. Some sort of secret agent. My name's Bridge, Johnny Bridge.
You were just asking us if there was one way we could wrap up or if there was something we wanted to say. Well, I think I know what I'd like to say. And if we've been sort of made to think we're being spied on, and this GCSB and the government spying on us, the elite spying on us, someone spying on us, and be scared and be worried. I don't think we need to be worried about anything. And I think with this technology we've got, it's actually a weapon. Because if we're being spied on, those people, if there are people ruling this planet and there are people watching us and there are people spying on us, they're hearing us right now. So if there are a ruling elite, and if I could say anything to them, I would ask them to take their guns and their tanks and their bombs and their nuclear weapons and their Monsanto and their genetic engineering, their battleships, put it all in one of their little space machines and get off our planet.
Frick off to Mars, boys.
Yeah, go back to Mars. just leave us alone, leave the children alone, leave the woman, leave everyone on this planet alone, and just get off our planet.
Yeah, maybe there's a spot on the sun waiting for you.
Yeah.
Fly into the sun.
Yeah, you just imagine that. All the tyranny, all the scumbaggery, all the violence, all the weaponry, all the genetically modified material shooting towards the sun and it's gone.
It's gone. Over.
Mm. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. Something tells me
with the planet to build the world of our dreams.
Something tells me that this is a planet for their dreams, for their agenda, and they've been very successful at implementing it up until this point.
Yep.
And it's interesting what you say about surveillance. Let's say somebody's listening to me right now. Let's say somebody's watching me through my webcam in the middle of the night where I'm here editing videos or anything like that. I say let them watch, and I'm going to show them something that will scare the bejesus out of them. I'm going to say things that will make them question their own reality. I'm going to say something that will make them fear humanity as they should. Humanity should not be afraid of them. It should be the other way around.
No, they're scared at the moment because they know we have the technology to expose them, take them out, take them down, remove them, and replace them.
Mm. Alan, do you have final wrap-up words of some kind?
Well, I would like to go back to something I sort of started with, which is sort of positive money. If anyone wants to look at that, positivemoney.org.nz is a good place to start. If you're in somewhere like the UK, just take the .nz off the end and you'll get a even better, sort of better resourced website. There are organisations in the States and other places doing similar things. I can't quote their web pages, but we're talking about changing a system of national currencies where simply the banks don't get to create the money and also politicians don't get to create the money because, you know, banks want profit, politicians want votes, so both of those systems are corrupt. Mm. But you have a special organization that is accountable, creating money, and their sort of point of accountability is that there would be zero inflation. That means we get back to steady state economies where the real worth of what people do is what's important and not, you know, this sort of shadowy areas of derivatives and everything else that sort of clouds the way we see the world. You know, if you turn the news on at night and you see all of these, what's happening on the New York Stock Exchanges and what's happening at FTSE and so forth, it really has nothing to do with the day-to-day operation of my life and your life. It's time that we change that system. And there are lots of very important people that are saying exactly what we're saying, you know, like former governors of the Bank of England, for instance, people who work for the IMF. Sure, they're not the people who make the decisions at the IMF, but they're damn well qualified, and lots of economists. So, you know, it's something that everybody should be looking at, because if we can actually change the way money is created, we can change the way power is created. And at the moment, the people who have the power, the people who are stopping, you know, I'm old enough to have kids and grandkids, and they're never going to be able to buy houses because, you know, the people who actually run this system have got this system working in their own favor and not theirs. And that's certainly the thing that every man in the street, a woman in the street can actually start changing right now. They can start showing these people that you know the truth, you know what's happening in the world. And that's about all I can sum up in one deep breath.
I believe if we get to a point in humanity where we actually comprehend we probably know nothing, we have a good basis from where we can actually begin to change.
Mm. Well, I think that there's my three favourite words are "I don't know."
Yeah.
My three most hated words are "I don't care."
Yep.
And my three most valued words are "I was wrong."
Yeah,
you know, and if everybody really took that on board, admit that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's another interesting thing. You ever tried to tell somebody who's really, really zealous in their belief, you know, that you're wrong and here's facts and evidence and so on and so forth? You get that cognitive dissonance bubble that comes up all around them and they start to see you as an enemy. This person's attacking my belief system. It's like, I don't know, going up to the Vatican during the What was it called when they rounded up all the unbelievers and so on and so forth? The Inquisition. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So going up to the Vatican during the Inquisition and just going, you guys are full of crap. You're just killing people that are against your agenda. They go, ha, 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 but now that you're against their agenda, we can kill you too. And this is what's happening. We've come to the point where not only do we have no idea who we are, or what's going on, or what we're even capable of, or what the system is actually really leading us towards, but we don't know how to fight it. That's the difficult thing.
People are being educated into zealots.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, zealots for the wrong causes mainly.
Yeah, and this is the thing about ideology, is that if your ideology is not based upon the pursuit of truth, the 100%, unbiased, whatever the truth is, whatever the facts actually connote, that is what I will believe, okay? You can take belief almost out of the structure entirely of how the world is run. Belief, I believe, belongs within the individual. I believe this, you believe that, so on and so forth. Are there any facts to deny or to grant us a predicament where we can say this is actually a fact and not a belief anymore? No? Okay, well, then it's just a belief there, mate.
Holding on to a belief is having a closed mind.
Mm.
If you're not open to your beliefs being challenged and changed and you're not open to learning, then you've got a closed mind and you're never going to get out of that.
Like parachutes, as the saying goes. Yeah. You only work when they're open.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, my belief structure that I don't believe will change, but, you know, I could be wrong, is caring about other people, realising that we're all one, and if I do something nice for somebody else, it actually sends out positive ripples in the water, and it actually positively affects other things around me. I believe that I have personal power that is far beyond what my realisation is, that I will accomplish things that I never dreamed of tomorrow and the next day and so on and so forth. So I believe that I'm powerful, I'm altruistic, I'm a good person, and that I'm doing some good with this world. If somebody comes up and finds me some evidence that I'm actually causing harm and damage or anything, it'll be a whoo, and I will stop and go in a 100% and 180 degree different direction. The problem is we've got politicians here who have the same belief structure that I do, but no facts to back up their cases, and that's not, why everything's so
frank. They're
not
doing it from love.
Yeah.
They're not doing it from love.
I'm not sure they really have the same belief structure as you do. Well, they may.
Well, at least they claim to.
They claim to, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of sort of personal benefit involved in the structures that we call political structures. And, you know, sometimes it benefits people to sort of hold on to a belief, both financially and their own egos as well.
Well, I believe we can achieve world peace, so until someone can prove me wrong, I'm going to hold that belief. And I'm open to that belief being changed, and I'm open to anyone challenging me on that belief.
Yeah.
But I believe it is possible to achieve world peace.
Well, and also believing what's possible is actually the first step in making it frickin' happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't get, is that your beliefs can actually become reality if you put the effort into them, okay? Yep. You know, we've got this creative potential as a human being to make things that have never existed before. Somebody told me the other day that you can't reinvent the wheel, Vinny, and I go, really? What do you call a maglev train? That's called reinventing the wheel, so that the wheel doesn't even touch the ground.
It's like Gandhi said, your words become your your thoughts become your words become your actions become your character becomes your behaviour, and your behaviour is who you are.
That's, I think, a good positive step to remember along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, just remember who you are and remember what it is that actually builds you up to becoming who you are. Remember what you're capable of. Remember, remember, remember. And also, on the case of Syria, remember Iraq. Remember the weapons of mass destruction. Remember that they can be found both east, west, north, and south of Baghdad. Remember that they went to the UN Security Council and told them that they had all this stuff and all these pictures. And remember they claimed that they had a smoking gun. Remember that they claimed that Saddam Hussein was massing on the borders of Saudi Arabia during the first Gulf War. And the United States claimed to have pictures of this. And the Saudi royals say, well, can you show us these pictures? And they go, no, it's national security. They're all lying to you. Stop. Okay, just remember. remember that they're all lying to you and stop believing it. Don't be a chump. Right. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and an honour and various other nice adjectives. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, at thelivingexpertshow.com. Please share the archives and everything else that you can and make a donation if you want to. We'll see you again sometime, folks.
Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At killredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay, How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way, by Red Light Camera Crusader Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, these cameras are unconstitutional. You Don't Have to Pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in three easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow, friendships to flourish, with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included. Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.